It's a Wordsworth Wednesday on Lakeland Radio with Dove Cottage and the Wordsworth Museum.
Hello, I'm Zoe McLean. I've come from Dove Cottage and the Wordsworth Museum to talk to you about the smells that you would have smelt entering Dove Cottage in 1805. It would have been possible that 14 people could have slept there the night before: William Wordsworth, his wife, children, and their many friends and artistic acquaintances. So you might have smelled the odour of sleeping bodies. The Wordsworths did a smalls wash every week and a grand wash every 5 weeks, so didn't change their clothes as much as we do today. There's a beautiful old double-sided wash basin you can see in Dove Cottage, and people would have splashed their faces with cold water from the well up the road. But there would have been a little bit of grease on everyone because it was believed a little bit of grease helped protect you from getting ill. You'd have also smelt the mutton fat candles that were burning. So candle wax was taxed, and so people were making their own and the coal fire. If you come to Dove Cottage today, you'll just smell the beautiful coal fire that's very authentic, and hopefully some of the lovely flowers that Dorothy planted in Dove Cottage garden. And you can come and visit from 9:30 to 5:30 all year round, apart from Christmas. Check out the website wordsworth.org.uk.